This is the Neverwinter Nights podcast for the week of March 9th, 2007. This is episode 17. Hello, I'm Trey, a.k.a. Asherkan Zelo, and this is the Neverwinter Nights podcast, a weekly show dedicated to the Neverwinter Nights game series. And this week, standing in for Jay, we have Michelle, a.k.a. Liso. How's it going, Michelle?
Hey, it's going great, Trey. Thank you. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Glad to have you with us this week.
Well, this should be fun. Definitely interesting.
So, what have you been up to lately?
I have been playing some Persistent Worlds. I also have bought Vanguard.
And you're telling me that you and Johnny Reed have been playing some Vanguard.
Yes, we have. I've only made it to level 6. The role playing really slows things down, but I'm not a power gamer, so I don't care. Yeah. And we are playing on an RP server, and we actually found that several people are truly role-playing on a MMORPG.
Wow.
So, it's amazing. It's a beautiful world, very buggy still, though. I'm hoping that they get a lot of patches out, and it's not as annoying.
I'm not real familiar with Vanguard. I've just seen the advertisements of it. Is it based on D&D in any way, or is it just a fantasy world?
It's very different. It has a lot of Asian influence, and diplomacy is very bizarre. It's not like it is in Neverwinter Nights 2, and it's actually a game that's played within the game that you can play with other players, NPCs. You can win. It's very difficult. It is completely a group-based game. You cannot go in there and just solo everything. Because unless you stay at levels that are way lower than you, because they are very difficult.
Speaking of not being able to solo, I played a new Persistent World this past week also, called Deseria.
Yeah, you came in with us.
Called Deseria. And I got on with you guys and we played for a while.
Wasn't that Vampire Quest cool?
I know. And I've debated if we should spoil that quest and tell everybody about, you know, how it ended.
I don't think we should. I really don't. I will say this much, though. If you're in a party, only one person click the short dude, or you're not going to get what you want. You will know when the time comes, only one person, pick them, say, do the cutscene, and nobody else. And you'll know what I mean.
When you say the little short dude, you mean the little gnome, right?
Yes, yeah. The gnome, the one that looks like Grobner.
Anyway, he gave us a quest to go to his house. I guess he gave us a key and a spoon.
Yeah, we had magic spoons.
And we go into his house, and there's vampires all over the place.
Oh, wasn't the sound eerie?
Oh, yeah, it was.
And the quest was very difficult, going there with your thinking caps, because we had a really hard time with it.
And I must say, before I got on there with you guys, I think the night before I had tried it by myself.
Oh, my.
And I tried 3 times before I gave up.
Yeah, that's definitely not a solo newbie level one quest.
Yeah, I got past.
You have to go in with a group.
Got up to the top of the stairs, you know, right when you come in the door.
Uh-huh.
And I got past those using my spoon. But then when I came around the corner, here came a couple of more, and, boy, they just took me down real quick.
I'm just wondering if that spoon's going to have any bearing on anything later.
And so that world is definitely not one you want to do solo in.
It's also extremely beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is so incredibly well laid out. And the quests seem very interesting. They're very engaging and very difficult. These guys really put some serious thought process to this Persistent World. And the dialogue is great. I loved almost all the dialogue so far.
It was making me laugh there.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Later, you know, I had to leave right after we did that quest. Did y'all go on and do some more quests?
We roamed around and wanted to see. We had an initial quest from another NPC when you start out in the persistent world, and it is like a almost like an Easter egg hunt, having to find all this stuff. And we just wanted to roam around and see what was around and kind of catch our bearings a little bit more and be more familiar with our surroundings. But the world is just incredibly well laid out. They did a fantastic job. Very visually appealing. Oh, and no lag. Everybody, no lag. This place does not lag. It has fantastic server support, apparently. But I truly enjoyed the persistent world, and I hope to get back into it pretty soon.
Hey, you know how we went through the gate? I guess we were kind of going south. When we went into the city to do that quest?
I am so directionally retarded. Don't ask. I don't know.
I think you went down the bottom of the map. I guess that's why I say south. Well,
okay.
After we got back from shopping, I got on to see if y'all were still in there. And I got in there and decided to try another quest, which took me up to the top of the map into some forest or some plains, some plains areas. And I was supposed to find someone. I can't remember what their name was. I apologize. But anyway, I started across this field, or meadow, or whatever you want to call it, and all of a sudden here comes some gray wolves.
So is this another spot you shouldn't have been in?
Yep. I should have had somebody else with me. I had a sword. I went and bought me a sword, because when we got the quest, we got like 200 gold pieces when we did the vampire quest, so I had some money.
Right.
So I now had a sword, but that didn't help.
I had a spoon still.
Really?
It's like, what do I do with the spoon now?
And I probably could have taken on one wolf by itself, but then two more came up at the same time. So.
Yeah, probably not the greatest of ideas then. I've noticed that there's that game, that Persistent World, is definitely geared to have at least a buddy. Well, at least somebody with you, at least one person. And thank goodness Johnny replays a cleric. But we really enjoyed it. And I do have a couple single-player mods that I have waiting to play. Mm-hmm. And I can't pronounce the one I just finished. Tragedy in... I really don't know how to say the name. And now you're going to make me go look.
So while you're looking that up, I also played a little Neverwinter Nights 2.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in the Neverwinter City, and I got the quest from the head of the watch, I can't remember his name, to go clear out the docks. You know, you have to go to each of the guard stations and clear out all the villains and thieves who are rampaging the docks.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that last time I played. That was pretty fun.
I guess I could admit this, Trey. I have finished the OC 7 times.
Wow.
Truly, I have finished it 7 times. I wanted to see all the different results and different characters to play. I even played a male character. I actually preferred playing the male character because all the girls like get catfighty jealous. It's really funny. And... Now, by the way, the module was Tragedy in Tragidor.
Tragidor?
Tragidor, yes. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. The stories were good. The quests were great. It flowed really nicely, and I really enjoyed it. And I love playing single-player modules. And really, most of it is mostly for the story, but if everything else meshes really well, too, that's just even better. But it was—it is on Neverwinter Nights 2, the modules of the vault, and it's posted at the Thieves Guild also.
Oh yeah.
For download.
Oh. Mhm. How long did it take you to play that one?
I would probably say about 6 to 7 hours total. I played it in fragments because, well, I have a 2-year-old, so that's enough explained right there. So, but yeah, I would probably say anywhere from 6 to 8 hours max. It was a really good, well laid out, well, nice landscape. Good. The battle was a little difficult. I did die a few times. I found a few of the areas a little overpowering, but manageable. And the storyline was very twisted and deceptive, and I actually couldn't figure out who was the bad guy right away. So I was impressed.
So on a rating of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
I think I voted it as 9.25 when I voted at the vault.
Oh, cool. You said you had played several single-player mods.
In Neverwinter Nights, yes. Not Neverwinter Nights 2. There's really not a big selection, and I'm not a big hack and slasher.
Right.
I really look for the ones with a lot of role play and
puzzles and things
interaction.
Like that.
Right. But Neverwinter Nights 1, I probably have about 12 gigs of downloads on my D drive.
So what's the last Neverwinter Nights 1 one that you played?
Bastards of Kosigan and Exile to the East. Or to Exile to the West, excuse me, which is a phenomenal series. And there is a third part of the series, but it's still waiting to be translated from French to English. And I do not have French capability.
Oh, yeah.
And been waiting quite a while, actually. I'm hoping maybe they'll hear this. I actually have Neverwinter Nights 1 still installed for several series that are still coming out, that I've played parts of them.
Cool.
The TOA series is one of the best I've played.
I don't think we have anybody in France listening. I haven't seen any X's show up on our little IP map in France.
Yeah, there was a lot of Neverwinter Nights 1 player-made modules that just had amazing stories in them. They were like getting a really good book and not wanting to put it down. So I'm looking forward to what these guys come up with in Neverwinter Nights 2. But it's still so early in the game, so we get to watch it all develop.
I know. I envy you. I wish I had enough, as much time as you do to play all the modules that are out there.
Okay, we have just announced that Michelle has no life. No. Thank you so much.
you just have more time to go play.
Yes, I do. I have 2-year-old nap time, and then when they go to bed, and then if my husband's home, we can like kind of tag team the kids, and I can get away with playing for a while.
I think Jay was telling me one time that there is a version of Neverwinter Nights 1 that you can play on the cell phone.
Really?
I think.
Or was it
some other platform he was talking about?
A giant, wonderful LCD flat screen or my little tiny cell phone. You know, I don't really think there's competition. Definitely the cell phone.
I might have that story mixed up, but I was thinking he was telling me that at some point in the past.
You have like some micro dot character. Or either that or your character is actually visible and the land isn't.
Your sword is a toothpick.
Really? That big? It might play.
Okay, a needle. No.
It's about comparable to a toothpick.
Yeah, that's true.
A splinter.
Okay, a splinter.
That'll work. Jay's going to kill us for being so goofy. You're going to have to, like, edit just this thing to death.
Me and Kenny got in trouble in the last episode.
Did you have to go to the timeout corner? I have my own. I've constructed my own timeout corner in the chat room. When they decide to get overly random, I go sit in my corner and say nothing. Speaking of chat rooms, guess where the podcast guys are going to be Friday night? Trey and Jay are going to be at the Rogue's Roost Friday night.
Oh, that's right.
At midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're midnight anyway. You're making me stay up really late.
Well, that's going to be 1 o'clock for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oops.
Yeah.
But we wanted to
beg my husband to get up with our 2-year-old at 6:30 in the morning.
You did say that you wanted it to kind of be lights for the Europeans, right?
Right. Well, you know, they're our biggest chatters. Truly, they are the most devoted chatters that we have. But that truly, except for the half of our moderators and stuff, we don't get a whole lot of Americans in the chat room. But we do have several European ones who are very loyal to coming in and chatting with the guests and joining the sessions. And generally, it always turns out really well. Johnny Rhee was our last guest, and he did fantastic. The topic stayed on the entire hour, which was amazing. And the only time that's ever happened was with Obsidian, only because, well, there was no other choice. You know, nobody had a choice but to stay on topic.
Right.
And I don't do a weekly Rogue's Roost anymore. I only do special events.
Okay, cool. So we're special.
You're special. Milk and cookies and everything. You had to like the ad. The ad was great.
Oh, that was awesome.
I worked really hard on that ad.
You know, after I saw it, I went and got me some milk and cookies.
I spent like an hour and a half looking for the perfect milk and cookies picture.
An hour and a half? Good grief.
Hour and a half. I was too picky about it. I realized that, but I really wanted it to be
perfect. She's not a perfectionist or anything.
Not at all. No. Completely not.
So, tell us how the chat's going to work.
Well, we are going to set up a separate, I don't know how many, it depends on how many people really show up, because you guys have some loyal fans. You really do, especially in the Rogue's Roost. Oh, stop. Let me finish before you get all modest. And you guys have some really loyal fans. As a matter of fact, they always bug me to say, why don't you pull one of those guys in there so we can talk to them? And I was like, I'm not going to bug them. They're at work. They're not going to come in here and chat. Maybe, you know.
Actually, we wouldn't be able to if we were at work.
Exactly.
Because it's blocked.
And, hence, I'm just revealing that I have more time than everybody else to goof off. But you guys do. You have some really loyal fans in the Rogue's Roost and on the Thieves Guild site, and I'm hoping that it's a fairly decent turnout. I did manage to get a week and a half advertisement. It's on Warcry. It's on our site.
Oh, it's on
also.
Warcry. Wow.
Yes, I posted it.
Cool.
Of course. Do you think I'm just going to, like, half-wittedly go in and do this?
No.
You're special. But it is a Midnight Madness for them. They're the only ones going to be experiencing the whole Midnight Login. And it truly, it's going to scatter over several time zones. And you guys all have to come because I know these guys are going to be fun in the chat room. I've been in the chat room with them. I know.
Cool.
But it depends on how many people are going to be there, whether I set up a second room to feed you guys questions. I would like to keep it a open chat as much as possible.
Okay.
Because there's a lot better feel. The community gets more involved that way. I will feed you questions in the order they came so that you guys don't have to scan through all the chat between and make it easier on yourselves.
Okay, so we'll have it open, but you'll feed us questions,
right,
and we'll answer
right
them in the open forum.
Just so that you don't have to go scanning through the chat room to find your questions.
Understood.
I did it for Johnny Rhee, and it helped considerably. It kept the flow going quite nicely. And I'll do the same for you guys. And, hey, I'm used to being the copy-paste queen at this point. So after Obsidian chat, I could copy and paste faster than anybody I know.
Cool. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it also.
Hello, this is Anastasia coming to you from snowy Moscow. Like wearing an amulet of intelligence plus 7, the Neverwinter Nights podcast brings you all the news, tips, interviews, and reviews for the Neverwinter Nights community. Subscribe to the Neverwinter Nights podcast at neverwinternightspodcast.com or find it in iTunes Store. Get in game and level up, level up, level up.
Well, let's jump into listener questions.
There we go.
As we mentioned last week, we've kind of changed up this section. We did used to call it listener feedback, where we would read everybody's comments that had been left on the website or in the forums or by email. And we started getting quite a few of those. And so it was pushing our episodes to, you know, if we had an interview to to add into the episode, we were going well over an hour.
Right.
And we want to try to keep these at around 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to try in a little bit different format for this section. And this is where we would read any questions that anybody posts either in our forums or they send by an email or in the comments. And actually, since we mentioned that in last episode, we've got less comments than we normally get.
Yeah, I noticed that. And it was a great interview. I'm surprised it didn't have... But then again, you never know.
So I don't know if it was because I mentioned, because we changed up the format of the section or not. I think we're going to leave it like this for a little while and just see how it goes. And
yeah, I think Colleen Foxy left a comment.
Yep.
Which I think she's pretty consistent with that.
Yeah, she did.
And I did too, but I'm not reading my own comment.
I think you mentioned the milk and cookies, didn't you?
Well, absolutely. That's like trademark now. Isn't it a trademark now?
Of course.
Yeah, I think we should like have that patent so no one else can do it.
We do have one feedback that I do want to mention.
Okay.
Last week we had mentioned Strauss over at NWN2 Worlds, had started a new website because he used to have the NWN2 News.
Right.
Website.
Yeah, I saw a news release for that on the Thieves Guild, actually.
Yeah, and he...
So
he started up a new website called NWN2 Worlds, and he sent us an email and thanked us for mentioning his new website, and he gave us the real reason for why he had to create a new website. I guess it was taking so much trouble to hold the old site together with little more than duct tape and luck, he said.
Oh, my. That's the technical term, right?
I think he said that the developers of the software that he was using had compatibility issues with third-party plugins, and so, which he used a lot of, he says. And so he had to find some new software, and hence a new site. So
now there's a new site. And what is NW2 Worlds for?
Mostly just a news community for Neverwinter Nights. And
New World Wiki and Gallery, RS News. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. I like looking at all the new sites.
So since he sent us an email, I just thought I'd mention that.
The Mod Spotlight is a section of the show where we highlight a module that has been created by the community. This is a unique opportunity for a modeling team to discuss their mod to the community and their own world in their own voice. If you are a mod developer and would like to feature in the Mod Spotlight, just follow the instructions and submit a Mod Spotlight page on our website. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kevin Dane. I'm the project leader of the upcoming module, The Other Side Chronicles. This module is a single-player campaign for Neverwinter Nights 2, which will be released in chapters during the course of time. The module takes place in our own universe on the continent of Arith. The player will be guided throughout the whole continent to get through the upcoming dark times, and will discover all is connected to a mysterious portal located in the fallen kingdom of Rinskel. I'm currently working alone on the module with some help now and then from others, and I will start recruiting after the Introduction Act is released. At this moment, the module is not available for download, but I expect the first act to be released somewhere in the first quarter of 2007. Be sure to visit othersidemod.co.nr for more information. That's othersidemod.co.nr.
Give an update on the 2006 Mod of the Year vote that's going on over on the Vault. Yeah, the voting is open right now, so if you haven't already, get over there and vote. It looks like...
Oh, I'm going to have to go over there then.
A Dance with the Rogues, Part 1 and 2, by Valon,
really?
Is in the lead, with 266 votes. In second place is Darkness Over
Daggerford. I played that one, actually.
By Ocyan Studios. They got 157 votes.
Right.
And then in third place is Exile of the West, which is the one you mentioned.
See? Yes. Oh, my God. It is so fabulous. You all have to play it. Seriously. Make sure you play the first one, though, The Bastards of Kosigan. It is a series.
That's the episode one is the one that's in third place, the one you just said. I'm not going to attempt to say who it's by. Fabian Ceretti?
Fabian Ceretti. Yeah, something like that. And we're still waiting for the third one to be translated. Fabian, please.
And the premium module by DLA, Waver and Crown of Cormyr, has 121 votes. So those are the top four. I guess we could do the top five. What's the top fifth one? Let's see. 121. Rose of Eternity Chapter 2 has 70 in fifth place. So
Rose, that was a good module. I really enjoyed that. I played that also.
I think, didn't Rose of Eternity Chapter 1 win last year, 2005? I think I saw that somewhere. Somebody told me that.
No, because I don't think
I can't remember.
I don't think it came out until 2006.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was fairly new.
Now this is chapter two.
Yeah, I think it came out in 2006. Oh, yeah. Chapter two. I didn't even know there. Oh,
Cry,
I guess I have to go look again.
And actually, I'm hoping, actually emailing Chalice, who created Rose of Eternity, who's the project lead.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping to have him on the show here pretty soon. So, hope that works out.
Good. That would be cool. He's a good modder. Rose of Eternity was fantastic. I'm going to have to go play the next one now. I didn't even know it was out. But I still have all my settings saved, all my characters, everything in Neverwinter Nights 1. I haven't changed any of it, waiting for all these series to keep coming. So, and I'm kind of glad that they didn't go into Neverwinter Nights 2, because I wouldn't be able to use my characters that I already were using. For those That's series, true. So you get endeared to your characters, especially when the story is really good, and then all of a sudden it goes to a next chapter, and you can't use your character anymore. It's a bummer.
Well, speaking of Neverwinter Nights 2 and Hall of Fame, they have announced the first Hall of Fame inductees for 2007.
Neverwinter Nights Hall of Fame in March for 2007. English module. Vorden's? I'm as bad as you, God.
I'm contagious.
Vorden's Hero, creator by Vorden. Score 9.11, votes 40. Added 2006, 11.03. Game Worlds, Desiree again. What a shock. They are number one in the vault for the Game Worlds. They have a perfect score of 10 with 40 votes. How amazing is that? Yeah, 40 votes and a perfect score of 10. That just blew me away.
It's Desiree 2, by the way, also.
Yes, Desiree 2. There was one in Neverwinter Night 1.
Did you play that one?
And no, I never did. I never played a Persistent World until I started playing Neverwinter Nights 2. Actually Johnny Reed is the one who talked me into coming and doing them. And now I'm kind of addicted. And then there's the second one, The Frontier by Acid Test. Score 9.92, votes 30. Very nice score. And it was added in 2006. And those are the top ones for March.
Yeah, so that's cool that they've started having, you know, Hall of Fame for the Neverwinter Nights 2 now. I guess there's enough modules out and enough game worlds out.
Right.
And looks like hack packs, tutorials, all kinds of stuff. There's enough of it out now.
Yeah, they're starting to crank it out.
And, you know, start having rankings.
I think a lot of the recent fixes and patching has had a lot to do with things coming out a little faster.
I think we were talking a couple episodes ago. It seems like when 104 came out, that's the one that the mod builders were waiting on.
Oh, yeah. Then the hotfix.
Yep. Oh, I stumbled across a new Persistent World website that's just getting started.
Oh, ground right at the ground floor, huh?
Yeah, they're so new that they're, I think the only person that they have on the team is their project lead, based on what I read on their on their new website.
I hope that we do you justice when I read this. Life and Death, Realms of Karthosa. And I don't
Book
see
one,
a name.
Return of the Watcher.
Yeah, book one, Return of the Watcher. Is there a name of the person who's doing this?
Well, there's...
Lad Rock.
Well, there's a guy called Creshaw. He doesn't have his real name, but that looks like that's who is the creator of the forum, or I'm sorry, of the website. And he's starting this new world for Never One Nights 2. And it looks like he's looking for a whole team. He's looking for writers, coders, mappers, modelers, animators, everything.
Yeah, all that wonderful stuff. It's a big deal. It's a lot of work.
They call the world Lad Rock for short, which stands for that life and death realms of Carthusa.
Oh, okay. That's actually pretty creative.
I can't even remember Lad Rock.
Carthusa was actually, you know, it's actually starting to come easier to me, Carthusa. Now that I've said it a few times. Practice makes perfect.
And I'll just kind of read a little bit here what they say about what he says about the world. The rule set will be heavily modified from the current Neverwinter Nights 2 rule set in many areas. Armor and damage will probably be the most noteworthy. The goal of Lad Rock is to create a land of wonder that will be both role player friendly as well as action packed. It will be a world of full of beautiful forest, breathtaking vistas, towering mountain ranges, and deep dungeons. Dun dun dun.
Cool. Sounds like fun.
They go on to say that Lad Rock is all about realism, realistic environments, realistic NPC behavior, realistic weapon and armor. It's to create an immersive environment unmatched by current persistent worlds. So it kind of sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does. It does sound interesting. Sounds like they're going to try to have a nice balance.
I like what they say here in the last part of this description. It will be a world where every action you take, from preparing for battle to choosing which spell you use, will have a drastic effect on events around you. So that's interesting. I like that idea.
I've actually played some player-made modules that single-player modules that actually have effects like that. Everything you say and do affects how it ends.
And they kind of give you a teaser, and there will be a whole new way to play that will be revealed later.
It was good. As long as I can learn it.
So I stumbled across that this weekend and thought I'd mention that.
Well, I wish them luck. I hope he gets his team together. It sounds like a very interesting concept. Maybe they can send in a mod spotlight or persistent world spotlight.
You took the words right out of my mind.
The following letter was written by Sergeant Leroy P., U.S. Army.
I'm currently on my third tour to Iraq. Never have I ever seen so much love and support from people I don't even know. My mom always told me that there are angels among us. And right now, I really do believe that. Very much.
Your support may be the most important thing our troops can carry with them. To show your support, visit americasupportsyou.mil. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Defense and the Ad Council.
Well, we have quite a bit of site news this week. As we mentioned last week, we are going to add a new forum thread. We're going to post a main topic for an upcoming episode. And our plan is to try to have these like monthly. And we're gonna post date and times when Jay and I will be online to discuss a topic that we've put out several weeks ahead of time to let everybody think about whether they want to join or not or prepare for it. And then we're gonna open up a Skype session and turn the recorder on and just have a roundtable discussion about it. So it's something we've been wanting to do since the very beginning. So
that's
we're gonna try to make those happen hopefully once a month.
I think that's a really neat idea. And it's very interactive also.
And we've also added a PodTrack survey to our front page. So if you get a chance, go there and check that out. You're going to hear us say this in podcasts for the next couple of months. We're taking a survey of our listeners, and we'd like everybody to participate. It'll help us learn more about you, no matter how long you've been a listener or how frequently you listen to this podcast. So please take a few minutes and visit our website,
nwnpodcast.com,
and click on the survey link that you see over there on the right-hand side.
I guess I need to go do that then.
And you can complete the survey anonymously if you want. but it's going to help us. It's going to help us make the podcast better. So
I need to do that then.
I also added a new episode stat page. I wanted to be able to see, you know, just how our episode downloads were doing kind of in one glance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I created this page where you can go see all the download numbers for all the episodes.
They show up next to the listen button, don't they?
Yeah, I added them there first, and then I thought, well, I want to be able to see them more easily in one spot. So I took that same insert that I put in each of the posts, and okay. I put them all in one page. I have to actually maintain that manually.
Yeah, I've noticed that some previous episodes were actually still being downloaded.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen numbers go up on episodes that have come out weeks ago.
It's interesting to see the trend there by looking at the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Episodes 5 through 8 were our biggest downloads. And those episodes were where we actually talked about feats and classes and things like that. So I think that's going to help us learn. Sounds like we were doing something right during those episodes, so we're going to try to introduce some more of that back into the show.
That's probably a good idea, then. I can learn something from it.
Yeah.
I'm the recommended player. I really hit the recommended button just constantly so that I take out the guesswork for myself because I really don't know what everything does. I just experiment with it all. There are certain feats and skills and stuff that I do pick because I know what they do. But for the most part, I really just, I'm the recommended queen. I just hit that button every time I level up.
Well, when I'm playing Neverwinter Nights 2, I do that for my companions that are with me when I level up. But for myself, though, I usually try to think about it a little bit better.
I try to, but then I get exasperated and just decide to
really
hit the recommended button because I really don't know what works best. But after playing it for the OC seven times, shame on me. No, not shame on me. Yay.
You know what helped me? What helped me is when I bought Neverwinter Nights 2, I also bought the strategy guide that goes with it.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
And in there, it gives you pointers and, like, okay, if you're a warlock, you should be taking your charisma up.
I truly think diplomacy is my favorite ability. You're not even there yet, apparently, in the game. But in the... If I'm going to spoil it for you, I don't want to say. Oh, that's horrible.
Is it near the end you're talking about?
Well, it's not the end, no. I think it's the end of part 2, actually. The court trial was my favorite part of the game. And I used diplomacy, and it was just fun.
Well, back to our site news. We also, like we mentioned last time and a couple times before that, we added a PayPal donate button. So if you are inclined, go click on that and help us pay for some of this new equipment that we bought. We also added a new visitors map page, kind of like the Frapper map, but it's done by Google. And instead of showing who comes and actually places the pin, it shows anybody who hits our website. It uses their IP address and figures out where they're at and then puts a little X on the map.
Yeah, when I went and looked at that, actually, I couldn't see an X in my area.
Well, you know, I noticed that too because... One day I saw some X's down in South America, then the next day I didn't see any, like in Brazil.
Maybe it's
and so buggy. I don't think it's buggy. I think it's resetting and just showing you daily stats.
Oh, okay.
I think is what it's doing. I'll have to check with Jay. Jay's the one who built that, so he'll probably know.
I mean, I live in the middle of a cornfield. Maybe it couldn't figure out where I lived.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not joking. Truly.
Are you children of the corn?
Oh, no. I live in a very small town of 800 and some odd people, and there is cornfields all around it. So I do live in the middle of a multifaceted thatched squares of cornfields.
And well, speaking of frappers, we've had some new frappers out on the frapper map.
And where from?
I'm going to go out there and find those real quick. We had a new one, Cyran Credon, from Cork, Ireland.
Oh.
He says, good work, guys. You've reached Ireland.
Beautiful country.
And he has a picture of this army dude in a all dressed up in his army garb.
Mm-hmm.
That's the picture that he posted. And there's an explosion going on behind him.
Okay.
Yeah. Kevin Dane.
Yeah, Sikar from Fethusa.
Yeah, from Belgium.
Yes. Looking forward to his module coming out.
Yeah, he put a pin out there for us and said, great podcast, keep up the good work. And he has that reptile eye that I guess he uses for his
avatar. Oh,
avatar,
yeah.
Yeah. And also we got a pin from Pixie.
Ah, also from the Fethusa.
In from Stirling, Scotland, England. Scotland, England.
Right.
She put a picture of a kitty cat out there.
It's probably her cat.
So she's a regular on the Thieves Guild?
Mm-hmm. And in the chat room.
And we had one more anonymous. Let's see if I can find it. Actually, I had it in the show notes here. Anonymous from Italy.
Oh, nice.
Placed a pin.
We're just getting all over the place then.
So that's cool. Y'all keep it up. Keep putting the pins out there.
Yeah, nobody really cares that I live in Indiana. It's not that exciting.
Have you put a pin out there, by the way, Michelle?
A long time ago.
Did you?
Yeah. A long time ago. I don't know. I really didn't pay no attention. When I listen to the podcast, I usually have to listen to it two or three times because of the background noise in my house and to catch everything. So.
I don't see one.
Huh, I did.
Let's see if I can find it. Indiana. There's TDR from Varna, Illinois.
That wouldn't be me.
No Indiana. Nothing in Indiana.
Okay, I'm glitchy.
Do you what?
I said apparently I'm glitched.
So you did put it out there?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Interesting.
I'll do it again. See if I just didn't take or I didn't hit the right something or another.
Yeah, I think some people were having problems with it when it first came out.
Because this was way back in episode like 7 or 8 that I...
Oh, really? Okay.
Something like that. I actually caught up on all the episodes when I first heard about the podcast. after I listened to the one that was initially released, and then I went through and listened to them all.
So the first one you listened to was episode 1?
Yes. No, actually, I think it was, I think you had one before episode 1, didn't you?
Oh, there was like an intro.
Right, I listened to that.
Where we kind of introduced ourselves.
And Annie Carlson was your first interview.
Yep.
Nice way to kick off the podcast.
Yeah, we kicked it off with that, and I think we did it the same week that Nevermore Nights 2 was released also.
Definitely. Good timing.
Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, comments, or show ideas, send them to show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. Or you can get on our forums and leave us a message and ask a question there. Also, while you're on our site, you can add your shout-out to our Frapper Crapper mat by clicking the Frapper logo. And if you're a member of the mod team and you would like to have your Neverwinter Nights module on the Mod Spotlight, check out the Submit a Mod Spotlight page on our website. Until next week.
Getting game.
Getting game.
And level up.
And level up.
And level up.
And level up.
Getting games and level up, Daddy.
I'm not going to sing.
You're not going to sing? We thought you were going to sing for
us. Sorry, no, not happening.
Several people told me you were going to sing for us.
Oh, several people lied to you. You need to pick better friends.
Well, they go, so what level dungeon master are you? That's what he says.
Okay. Alrighty.
And they go, dude, dungeon masters don't have levels.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
The mod spotlight. I'm a mod junkie, so I might as well. Trey, I swear to God. I know how to read, really.